dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen and all its sad goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again.
CFW.
Puddles gather rain. airplane. You don't like my point of view. You think that I'm insane. It's not sane. It's not sane.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous.
and more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. With the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW. Reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
blows. Doesn't really matter to me,
to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger.
Toronto of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go! Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
CFW. Remember this one?
Mama, did we not the fortunate ones? And girls, they wanna
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Salt and pepper's here.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Can I be your man? Hey, hey, hey.
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Cleta Mitchell, a 2020 Trump election lawyer who later pushed so-called election integrity laws in states around the U.S., is now calling for all U.S. Department of Justice voting rights and civil rights lawyers to be fired. Mitchell served in Trump's team of lawyers trying to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. Since then, her Election Integrity Network group helped state legislatures make it harder to vote by mail and to register and vote on Election Day. She also called for states to leave ERIC, the Interstate Electronic Registration Information Center, because of a conspiracy theory that it was run by George Soros. And most recently, she championed Trump's debunked claims of widespread voting by undocumented immigrants. November 13th, the same day Representative Matt Gaetz was nominated for U.S. Attorney General by President-elect Trump, Mitchell wrote in a social media post, quote, "Every lawyer in the voting section and likely the Civil Rights Division needs to be terminated. They are not supportive of President Trump or MAGA. There has to be a reckoning. These are left-wing activists who have come from and should return to their left-wing organizations," unquote. It's unclear whether Mitchell's influence is enough to dismantle the DOJ's voting rights and civil rights units, but it's indicative of the voting rights challenges ahead. We have more on Mitchell and her so-called election integrity projects at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Take-Back Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time, with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. Beginning in 2025, Wisconsin residents who own or lease an electric vehicle charging station may see an extra charging tax. Many residents who own, lease, manage, or otherwise operate an electric vehicle charging station will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue before using the charging station. The registration can be completed using the online business tax registration tool on the Department of Revenue's website. The excise tax registration requirement will not apply to residential electric vehicle charging stations. One person was killed and another injured in a two-vehicle crash in Eau Claire on Thursday. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the crash occurred at the intersection of Folsom Street and North Claremont Avenue at around 1 p.m. Their initial investigation found that a truck was driving on North Claremont Avenue when an SUV attempted to make a left turn onto Folsom Street and was struck by the truck. The 74-year-old driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital but later died. The passenger in the SUV was also hospitalized. The Eau Claire Police Department has received a new vehicle thanks to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. According to law enforcement officials, the department received a new utility terrain vehicle to help respond to calls in difficult-to-reach areas and manage large crowds at concerts or parades. Previously, those call responses or large events would only see foot patrols. The grant funding from the foundation provided over $30,000 for the UTV. The Firehouse Subs Foundation donated to law enforcement agencies across the country. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low to mid-50s, winds out of the southeast up to 30 miles per hour. A little bit breezy again for Saturday night. We'll see a low around 41. And on Sunday, sunshine with a high near 50. Sunday night, mostly clear, low of 31.
Right now, 35.
CFW.
Control.
80s, 90s, and more. Five seven CFW.
You're a kid. WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Go. Go.